I will now hand over to James for our third set of news stories.
We now have a variety of stories from around Norfolk, including free tickets to Banham Zoo, a children's book to raise funds for the East Anglian Children's Hospice, a rare bird at Thorpe Marshes, and a defiant village's battle over a flag dispute. Bridget will start with news from the zoo.
A popular Norfolk attraction will be handing out free tickets for children during the February half term to help families combat the cost of living crisis. Kids will be able to visit Banham Zoo for free from February the 15th to February the 23rd when tickets are booked a week in advance. To access the half term offer, use the code KIDSGOFREE at checkout. When booking, up to 3 free child tickets can be claimed with every purchase of an adult or concession ticket.
A new children's book is set to raise funds for East Anglia's children's hospices each. Written by Sandra Edgell, Tales from the Pond is filled with rhymes, illustrations, photos and colouring in pages and introduces characters like Frieda, Noah, Dizzy, Violet, Cy and Hubert. It's the third collaboration between the author and illustrator Jan Kerrison. The other two books were Tales from the Point, Blakeney Point, and Tales from the Garden, a Norfolk garden. Miss Edgell from Blowfield said, "Hopefully it raises a smile, encourages interest and sparks a thirst for more knowledge and greater understanding of the amazing world not far from our doorstep." Each tale is written in rhyme alongside a colourful crayon illustration, making it a fun way to learn more about nature and the creatures who live in the garden and wildlife ponds. The book is aimed at children aged 3 and upwards and costs £6.99. All profits will go to each. Her inspiration for writing children's books came after a visit to Blakeney Point. To purchase the book, visit Amazon.
A rare visitor to the UK has been spotted at 2 beauty spots on the outskirts of Norwich for the first time in 15 years. The red-necked grebe was first seen at Thorpe Marshes, where it remained for 2 days before making its way to Whitlingham Great Broad. Red-necked grebes are a scarce winter visitor, mainly to the coasts of eastern Scotland and eastern and southern England. They are red-listed on the UK Birds of Conservation Concern, which features the birds which are of most concern and require urgent action. The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds notes that breeding pairs in the UK are so rare that their nesting locations are kept secret to prevent disturbance.
He was famed for his aggression in battle, once telling his sailors, "No captain can do very wrong if he places his ship alongside that of the enemy." And it appears the village of Claxton is invoking the bellicose spirit of Lord Nelson in the row over its breach of flag etiquette, which saw it fly the white ensign to mark his greatest victory. The flag should only be flown from Royal Navy warships and land bases, and the service has voiced its disapproval at the Norfolk village for raising it above their community centre last Trafalgar Day. However, rather than withdraw from the fray, the committee responsible for the village hall is sticking to its guns. Indeed, it has settled into battle against its critics, launching a defiant broadside and vowing to fly the flag again this year on the anniversary of the battle, October the 21st. The village does not have a specific link to Nelson, but a spokesman for the committee said it had decided to fly the white ensign because of the sailor's connection to the county where he was born. The spokesman added, "This flag does not require consent, and guidance states that the government is keen to see more flags flown to celebrate special days or events which champion civic pride.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were me, Bridget Cook, and James McGarry. Carolyn Sayre and Matthew Tucker are now ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, one more set of news, and two more features.